The Treehouse Toy Store has been a fixture on Elmwood Avenue in Buffalo for 22 years. The owners, Gaetana and Dave Schuckler, personally select every item they carry.
We're a small store. We pack it all in here. I always say there's a lot of eye candy in here if you enjoy toys. We want it to be, you know, sort of overwhelming in a sense.
Schuckler says they have high-quality, imaginative toys that inspire creativity and help kids get on the path of development in a way that's fun. She says there's items for newborns all the way up to games that are ageless.
We've got a great selection of stuffed animals and classic play puppets. We have a lot of great wooden toys, craft kits, puzzles, dolls, dress-up, science. I mean, we try to cover the whole spectrum.
Schuckler says they've tried hard to differentiate themselves from big-box stores and says the closing of Toys R Us might turn the focus on toy stores in general and how important they are to have in a community.
I feel you want to be able to come into a store with your child, with your grandchild, with your nieces and nephews, you know, whatever that relationship is in your life, and actually experience a toy store. It should be magical.
What the Treehouse and Toys R Us have in common, she says, is the growth of online shopping and the way it's changed consumers' habits.
And I think that's something that Toys R Us and a small shop like us, even though we have different product and we are a niche store, that affects everybody. And that one choice a week to click a button instead of opening a door will make a difference.
So Schuckler says they're always trying to stay ahead of the curve by offering different products and services, including a mobile-friendly full-service website and in-store pickup. But she says their job is to not let back-office work change the experience that people have when they come in the store.
And so that when a kid walks in the store, he doesn't want to click a button. He wants to open the door and walk in and see the toy and play the games and walk home with something that day, and not just a box, but an adventure.
Out in Williamsville,
Hello.
Clayton's Toy Store on Main Street near Union Road also offers shoppers a wide variety.
Depending on who you are, there's something here for everyone, for sure.
Kelly Kloss, Clayton's co-owner, says several things set them apart from big box stores, including personalized service.
We do carry some of the brands that they carry, you know, Chutes and Ladders, Candyland, things along those lines, but we focus more on creative building, learning, wooden blocks kind of philosophy, because we can explain and we can show you how things work, and, you know, looking at a box isn't always going to give you the answer.
Kloss says they also have silly fun toys and educational toys for any issue.
All the way from Alzheimer's patients, and we have puzzles that are specifically geared with bigger pieces, but adult mature pictures that are good for them to work with, all the way down to speech therapists who come in for their 2 and 3 year olds that are having problems verbalizing. We sell a ton of these things called pop tubes, where they're just little plastic tubes. We sell a ton of them because they are great for working with manual dexterity. And they're also a lot of fidget toys too, that gives people something to do, you know, while they're with their speech therapist or if there's ADHD issues.
Clayton's got its start in Buffalo in 1916. Kloss has been with the company 26 years and became part owner 3 years ago. As for gaining customers from the closing of Toys R Us,
I don't think it's good for the community as a whole, and, you know, certainly for the employees.
Kloss says their biggest competition now is a combination of other big box retailers and online shopping. But she's confident Clayton's can weather the situation.
I think if you continue with the high standards that this store has provided for 102 years, our customers, they're loyal, you know, and Western New York's a loyal community too. So, yes, you know, you're always gonna lose some people to that or some events. But I think if we continue to do the job we've been doing this long, then they can't really ultimately hurt us.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.